From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Will Solomon, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
I've been running like an outlaw, with nothing on me but a shadow, putting miles down in the fast lane. Do your love hit me like a freight train? Honey, I feel at home with you for the first time in a lifetime. Trying to find my way, honey, I feel at home with you. Sneaking out and jumping fences, skipping town on one-way tickets. Well, that ain't living, that's existing. Well, thank the good Lord for intervention. First time in a lifetime, trying to find my way, honey, I feel at home with you. Oh, I do, I do. The way you move me, well, it's just one thing I can't afford to lose. I don't want to go. Trying to find my way, honey, I feel at home with you. Oh, I feel at home with you. Yeah, I feel at home with you.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott for supplying food each week for our guest artists and volunteers. Early this spring, Greg will be opening Broussard's Delta Kitchen on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's will feature authentic flavors from New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. Listen locally, working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins. Red Barn Radio is now in our 17th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 636th live concert performance. Tonight we present Will Solomon, an American singer-songwriter from Kentucky. Will enjoys night canoeing, beer cheese, mind-blowing discoveries, 80s music, and conversations about outer space. After residing for 6 years in Nashville, Will courageously packed his things and left town to better pursue his craft. Will says, "I long to fall back in love with music again, and for me that meant recalling its innocence and remembering my roots." With Will tonight are J. Tom Nato, pedal steel, Paul Reich on upright bass, and Seth Murphy on cello. Please join me in welcoming Will Solomon to the Red Barn stage.
Telescope. We danced through the night while the moon was aglow. I felt the chill of the floor. Who once I read a note. My heart sank to the deep like a ship full of gold. I've been looking, I'll keep looking.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker.
Thanks, Renee. Just joining us on Red Barn Radio, our guest tonight is Will Solomon. Will has moved around a bit, but Lexington is what he calls home and went to high school here.
I did. I went to Paul Ernst Dunbar.
To Dunbar. Okay.
Yeah.
How were you there for your full high school
all 4 years.
Career? Back, say, when you were a junior or a senior, were you known in your class as a guy who plays music?
Not at all.
Really?
No.
No?
Not at all, no. So I actually didn't start playing guitar until I was 17 years old. It actually happened from a freak accident. I went up to dunk a basketball and slipped off the rim and landed on the ground and snapped both my wrists at the same time. I want to do basketball in my life. I'm 6'7", that's just like what I want to do. I was always going in the backyard and playing. And my buddy said, hey, now that you can't play ball anymore, because it really did happen at the most inopportune time. He was like, we should start a band. And it was a complete joke. He's like, let's start a band together and, you know, we'll just write songs and see what happens. And so it was around 17 that I did that. And I don't know what happened, but it freaked my mom and dad out, because they're like, you've never taken anything like this. And yeah, that's kind of how I got into it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind to take a second, maybe catch my breath and do some resting. Oh, it feel good just to pay attention to all this living right in front of me. It could be like I remember back when I was just a child. You watch over me as I close my eyes, as I've been on the screen when you hit the lights. When all the monsters from the closet come out at night, there's no rest for me without you by my side. Try to trust in what you're saying. Been gone so long, I don't know what I'm facing. Yeah, I've been scared to see my own reflection, always right there in front of me. This could be just like the old days, back when I was just a child. You'll sing over me as I close my eyes, as I've been known to hear things when it gets quiet. When all the monsters from the closet come out at night, there's no rest for me without you by my side. Just like the old days when I was just a child, you lie next to me as I close my eyes, as I toss and turn and put up a fight. When all the monsters from the closet come out at night, oh, and I'm through running and tired of hiding, there's no rest for me without you by. There's no rest for me without you by my side. There's no rest for me without you by my side.
Thank you. Thank you.
So were you, as a young person, groomed to be an athlete? So what point in your youth did you, jump up in size?
So I was always tall. My mom and dad are tall. And so we actually went to the dentist to measure your teeth. You know how they do that? And they measure your teeth and they're we think you're going to be 7'3", you know? And so you believe it and you start buying shoes size 21.
They put you in the stock market.
Exactly. Like, okay, we'll go ahead and... Yeah. We really did do that procedure. And like, basically they would like measure my teeth and it's like, here you have these like 6-7 teeth as an 8-year-old. And that was always interesting growing up, but I was fortunate. I was able to do sports as a kid and I'm thankful for that. And we had my dad actually put down a basketball court in the backyard. It was the outline of a 3-point line and it was legit. So all the neighbors would come in the backyard and like, and so you begin believing, you know, like that every day it's like, if I just get out there enough, then I'm going to make the NBA. And so.
Did you have in mind then to go to college and play basketball?
That's what I wanted to do. Yeah. 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 If I'm really honest, I was never quite good enough. I mean, if I'm really being honest with myself, but my hope all growing up was that, like, I remember giving in seventh grade, giving this like presentation where I like showed all these basketball cards and like for a report. And my teacher was like, this is not the assignment. So yeah, it was just like one track mind. And I think that too, that like that moved over to music. It was like, okay, this is what I want to do with my life. When I realized that wasn't going to work, I kind of came crashing down. I mean, I had a really hard time where I was depressed and I don't feel like I had any vision in my life and direction. And I really think that there was this intervention and my friends kind of stepped up and music was just not a thing in my family. My sister sang, but that's literally about it. She wrote her dreams on a napkin at 12 years old. Those misspelled words turned to solid gold. They now hang in a frame beside her front door to remind her when she's going outside to not let go. Remind her when she's going outside to never let go. When they say crazy kid, there's something in that water you've been sipping on. Crazy kid, don't you know your suitcase ain't that big? Crazy kid, your head's in the clouds and you're too far gone. Crazy kid, you're no longer tethered and you're drifting. Yeah, you're better real than you're dreaming. Crazy kid. There's a fire in her bones where lightning struck. Chasing that voice she learned to trust. Now the soles of her shoes are all beat up. Running full on towards what she loves. And she'll do whatever she can to run towards love. When they say crazy kid, there's something in that water you've been sipping on. Crazy kid, don't you know your suitcase ain't that big? And crazy kid, your head's in the clouds and you're too far gone. Crazy kid, you're no longer tethered and you're drifting. Oh, you're better real than you're dreaming. Crazy kid. Oh, crazy kid. Suitcase ain't that big. Crazy kid, your head's in the clouds and you're too far gone. Crazy kid, you're no longer tethered and you're drifting. Oh, you're better real than you're dreaming. Crazy kid. Thank you.
Started playing guitar at 17. Mm-hmm. Did you go to Moorhead right away after?
So I had a year between high school and college.
What'd you do?
I worked at UPS unloading trucks, and I played guitar, and I slept. That was literally all that year, pretty much. And then I actually ended up working at a camp that summer that I had gone to for years called Aldersgate Camp. I was a counselor there, and I met this music minor. I just loved the way he played. If there was any time, I would just be like, hey, show me that lick that you just played on guitar. And he went to Moorhead. I had never been to Moorhead. And so the last day of camp, I remember coming home and saying, telling my mom and dad, I think I want to go to Moorhead. And they were like, well, school starts like in like 4 days. And sure enough, we went to Moorhead. And I walked in the music building, it was Baird. And they were like, are you sure you want to do this? I was like, yeah, I want to do this. And they were like, all right, well, we have two programs. We have jazz or traditional, and I was like, I don't know, jazz. And I literally checked the box.
Okay, so jazz had not been in your head at that point.
I'd never listened to a jazz record in my life, yeah. I feel like I was able to grab onto something. That summer, I had this experience that was just, it changed my life, where I was asked to lead worship at this camp, and it was deaf camp. And it was for kids who were deaf, and then their siblings who wanted to come and learn sign language. And I went and led worship for the first time. It was about like 3 days into the camp where these kids that came up and they would touch my guitar and they would feel the vibrations on the guitar, and that's how that they would interact. It wasn't what somebody else was pushing me to do, or it wasn't what I like deemed like cool or whatever. It was like, I felt like it was like really deep in there, something saying like, you can do this, you can do this. And I remember just grabbing onto that, you know, it's that still small voice, and I ran with it, and I've been running with it ever since. So.
You could just put your head in the sand and try to live a lie. But I can tell what's a smile, cause when it's real, girl, it's with your eyes. I can't go another night with this trouble sitting on my mind. See your handwriting on the wall, but I don't want to make it out. Are you over? Are you over the feeling that you had? Are you over? Are you over the feeling? You can go on living like a sin to you doing time. But I would vow that you've been gone for a while with your alibi. Cause I can't go on missing you with you by my side. I remember your love when it rang out. Now it's too quiet. Are you over? Are you over? Are you over the feeling? There's nothing quite like our love when you see it burning. But if you've gone and packed your things, could you give me a moment to hold you just like I did when we were young? Are you over? Who tell me, are you over the feeling? Are you over? Oh, tell me, are you over the feeling? Oh, are you over? Are you over?
Thank you so much. It took me forever to put a record out. I'd had opportunities that kind of that happened that I recall that I thought, you know, I had the highest hopes and maybe just wasn't meant to be. But coming back here, I found that thing that I was looking for lyrically, especially. But when I moved back, one, I didn't know. I was like, okay, can I do this? Can I do music in Lexington, Kentucky, and like eat? I didn't know what that looked like, but I knew I wanted to just like get back to doing music and loving it, not being this like thing of just business and like it's all, you know, I'd kind of lost that that thing that it sparked when I was 17. I moved back to Lexington and I really started getting into like fiddle tunes and bluegrass music. I love like bluegrass instrumentation, but I would go to this thing called Southland Jamboree. They would have this bluegrass band, and then there would be this, like, in the parking lot afterwards, after the band would play, everybody would come out and they would bring their instruments and they would just like start calling out fiddle tunes. And like, I had no idea what these songs were, you know, like Billy in the Lowground, Whiskey Before Breakfast, and, you know, Cherokee Shuffle. And like, they would call these out and then everybody would just like know what to do and just dive right in. And so I would go home and start learning these fiddle tunes just so that the following week I could come back and when somebody's like, hey, you know, do you know Big Skiota? And I could be like, yeah, actually I do. I had been learning these songs and then I started thinking, well, I like writing songs, so I'm going to write some fiddle tunes. And then I wrote this song. What do you call a instrumental? It's like you just kind of just whatever. I remember hearing it and I was like, you know, that sounds like, it sounds like a bird, and it sounds like a bird that's like plummeting. There's this like descending line and like it sounds like it's like going down for this dive, and it's going to catch its like herring, it's going to catch its fish, and he misses. And so then he goes back up and he tries again. And then I was like, wait a second, that's like my story. Like, I've been trying to put a record out, I've been trying to catch my herring for years, and I just can't do it. And so finally, when I went and tracked the record, this song kind of aligned with that. And I said, all right, that's what I feel like this needs to be called, because I've finally caught my fish.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm lucky, but I already knew that was the case. You remind me every time I leave those dishes in the sink. I knew I was lucky when I put your number in the pocket, my blue jeans. I was lucky when I said we have something, you agreed. Damn, I'm lucky. Spend every night with you under the sheets. You remind me when I track mud in on my dirty softball cleats. Lucky, you shout a yes before I get on my knee. I knew I was lucky when that rear view revealed just married. And they say lightning don't strike the same place twice. No more.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Will Solomon, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Will Solomon after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.